never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
I really am down with it.
How about being across the street with it?
Get right down to the real nitty-gritty now. Let's get right on down to the nitty-gritty now.
To the Taxi Dave Show on WOR 710. I'm Taxi Dave. Hey, how many radio hosts are lucky enough to have the President of the United States on their radio show? That's right. President Obama was on the Taxi Dave Show. I mean, my time is from 8 to 9. And if the President is on my show the first 15 minutes, he's on my show the first 15 minutes. So thank you, President Obama, for being on the Taxi Dave Show. Happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish listeners. For the future, yeah, you can send our emails here. Don't send them like a quarter to nine because I don't get them till after nine. Send them earlier to taxihale@AOL.com. And my phone number here is 800-321-0710 if you hear anything you want to chime in on. Okay? Today was a very... A number of things are going on today. We'll talk about Move New York and a press conference today, and the FDR drive, and Too Fat to Fly, and federal transportation funding, some Christmassy things to do in New York City. I'll tell you who the jerk of the week is, and I have some personal announcements. But today is a very special day for the Port Authority of New York. Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. That's right. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey hiked the tolls today at the George Washington Bridge. Now, I've been lying when I said that I pay $15 to go over the George Washington Bridge. I was paying $14. Today, the toll went up to $15. Now, this was a package that was approved in 2011. Okay? $15 is twice as much as it cost to go over the bridge just a few years ago. So the cash toll is 14, and if you have Easy Pass, your toll's going up 75 cents to like 12.50. But the New Jersey Record revealed that the increase, if you recall, the two governors, Governor Christie of New Jersey and Governor Cuomo, not Perry, but Governor Cuomo of New York, okay, had a subversive plan. They coordinated the increases to impose a little bit of an increase every couple of years. As opposed to one big increase, they figured if they made the hikes of the tolls more modest, they would appear themselves to be more financially responsible. So, as far as the Port Authority goes, the bridge and tunnel tolls account for one-third of the operating revenues collected by the New York and New Jersey Port Authority. And they collect, you know, revenues not only on the roadways, but at the seaports, the airports, office buildings, because they have a lot of real estate holdings. But, yeah, any idea how much the Port Authority nets at the George Washington Bridge? Not grosses, what they net at the George Washington Bridge. By the way, the truckers' tolls are going up to $126. Today, it happened. So, if you see trucks pulled over right before the toll plaza at the George Washington Bridge, you know why. They can't afford to go over the bridge. The George Washington Bridge nets $595 million for the Port Authority. $595 million. It's amazing. And it's amazing how many millions of discretionary funds the governor of New Jersey and the governor of New York get themselves. Here you go. Put this in your pocket. Do with it whatever you want. Just let us do whatever we want. I'm not saying that happens, but it certainly sounds that way. And with all that money, they do such a great job. Such a great job that finally, after like 35 years, they're redoing the George Washington Bridge bus station. You know, that's a horrendous bus terminal. You know, the bus aisles are like the aisles of your supermarket. And it's ridiculous. It really is. So today they announced that the 14,000 travelers that go through the Washington Bridge bus terminal are going to have to wait a little longer for the update in the facility because, what a surprise here. And I quote from the Port Authority Media Office, project completion was originally expected in 2015. However, it is running behind schedule due to a number of challenges encountered by the developer and contractor during construction. Well, maybe they should raise the tolls. They raise the tolls, maybe it'll get done better. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihail@AOL.com. And I do want to read a couple of emails. I got one just in from Helen B. I'm a listener. Last week you were talking about bikes and whether they should follow the rules of the road, stopping at lights, etc. And of course they should, just like all travelers have to obey them. Last week I was crossing on Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn. I had the light. A biker almost hit me. He was going so fast. It reminded me of the woman who was hit and killed in Central Park this past year. The transportation department should be doing something about this. What's up with them? I like your program. Helen B. Helen, thanks for listening, and thanks for sending your email to the Taxi Dave Show at taxihail@AOL.com. What is going on with them? What's going on with them is they've been infatuated, indulged with European-like, you know, something new with that they can throw hundreds of millions of dollars at, make a lot of new political allies, and make bikes, put them on an equal level with vehicles, with buses, with trains, with airplanes, and with the space shuttle. That's right, with the space shuttle. I'd like to knock a couple of them out of this world, like the one that almost ran Helen over. You have to speak to your politicians, folks. You really do. You know, Sheldon Silver was convicted. There's a trial going on for Skelos. Who knows what 2016 is going to bring for Governor Cuomo. You need to speak to your local politicians, folks, and tell them what's bothering you. You really do. There was a press conference today by Senator Tony Avella, who's been on our show a number of times. You know, I have to apologize to you folks. Every week, you look forward to a special guest. And, you know, we've had everyone from the governor on down, you know, over the years. And the last couple of months, I don't know, ever since we broadcast live from Las Vegas. By the way, I guess I should mention that we're broadcasting live from the Capitol in Washington, D.C. right now. Yeah, that would be nice. Security's very tight in case anybody's interested. Okay, so here we are in D.C. We had President Obama on the Taxi Dave Show. For those of you who weren't listening at the very beginning, too bad. We had the president on our show. And State Senator Tony Avella today was with Assemblyman David Weperin and some other officials. They expressed their strong opposition to Move NY. Now, Move NY was recently introduced with their congestion pricing plan, and the proposal by Move NY imposes tolls on East River bridges. And Tony Avella is saying now what he said once upon a time, that the financial burden to the working and middle-class commuters who rely on the bridges daily is unfair. That Queens commuters in particular would have few alternative transit options and will be forced to bear the unjust tolls. The 7 train is shut down on weekends. How are people supposed to do what they do when you close down the major source of transportation other than driving? All right, we have some callers at 800-321-0710. JFK, Mike, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show.
First, I want to say a great show, and let me tell you something. President Obama owes you, man, okay? You don't let anybody on this show. He owes you.
Hey, he wanted to get on the number one show between 8 and 9 in New York City. What can I tell you?
Well, well done. Like I said, man, he's done a lot in his life, but this is a first. But I just want to say that my opinion, I think Uber is going down the tuber. I was driving last night. People complaining to me. I'm like a psychiatrist for these Uber passengers because they can't drink. They can't pay $50 for an Uber ride. And the Uber drivers are complaining because there's too many Uber cars. And I'll tell you what Tony Avella should do is compromise and say from now on, all the Uber cars have to pay a toll of $150 a day. And then that's the end of it.
Say that again.
All the Uber cars should pay a toll of $150 per day until they comply with the yellow cab taxi licensing standards. We should raise them up to our standards. We should not have it to be lowering down to their standards. So $150 a day straight to the city to drive an Uber car. That's why.
That leads me right into the jerk of the week. I won't mention his name, but it's Farhad Hussein. Farhad Hussein. Would you do, folks, if you lived in New Jersey or you lived in New York and you had to go through the Lincoln Tunnel and your driver decided, you know what, I'm going to go through the closed tube of the Lincoln Tunnel? Well, that's just what the Uber driver did. He drove through the closed tube of the Lincoln Tunnel when he got into Manhattan, went through multiple red lights in Manhattan. And, of course, the Port Authority, you know, caught up to him and gave him 6 summonses. And this guy's going to be out of business very shortly. But that is our jerk of the week. So
it was quite a week. So I'm just curious. So the toll for the closed tube is probably going to be like about $1,000. All right, listen, the line is finally moving out of JFK. The update is 800 cars, no movement, 5 seagulls, and stay away. That's the scoop.
Okay, have fun with the seagulls.
Okay, brother. Thank you very much. NYC Taxi News, please, NYC Taxi News. Thank you very much. Bye.
All right, nyctaxinews.com is a website that's owned and run by a retired yellow taxi driver. That's Abe, the retired yellow taxi driver. It's a pretty good website. I have to tell you, you should check it out. All right, Mr. Sala, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, David, how are you?
Okay. So what do you think about having President Obama on our show?
Oh, that's a great thing, of course. And you're very famous. And I've been, you know, I met Obama sometimes like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. He's a great man.
Okay, what can I do for you?
2 things. We were talking about, like, you know, the traffic caused by Uber. And they're supposed to say something about it on November. It was a deal between Uber and Mr. de Blasio. What happened to that? We didn't hear nothing. November's gone, and now we started December. And also,
what you're talking about, let's do one thing at a time. What you're talking about is there's been an environmental study on the effects of the additional tens of thousands of Uber vehicles in New York City. And based on the results of that, the city may or may not have to do something. If there's a negative impact on the environment, that's an environmental impact study. A negative impact means drastic action has to be taken. And drastic action can be anything from stopping additional vehicles, reducing vehicles, but it's certainly on the right track. You know, all I know is if it's a proven fact that the largest number of children with asthma live around bus terminals. It's a fact. So if traffic is worse than ever in Manhattan, in the Central Business District, because of tens of thousands of extra vehicles, okay, and Our health is at stake. Our children's health is at stake. How can you not reverse this or stop this immediately? And the report is now, we are in December, and there should be a determination before the end of the month is what we're hearing. Maybe you'll get a Christmas present if you're lucky. What's your next thing?
My next question also, like, the app, each app vehicle have to put their sticker on those, you know, if you work for Uber, you have to have a sticker on your windshield, so with Lyft, so with others. And they wouldn't see anything of those also so far.
Well, it's interesting you said that, because we've gotten some complaints recently about Uber having an illuminated windshield, where the windshield lights up with the Uber logo. You know, there's laws about having a roof light and the types of bulbs and when it can be on and when it can be off. But here's another example of the abuse that goes on against the rules of the city of New York, and nobody does anything about it. The windshields are lighting up. That's okay. But God forbid, your roof light is off when it should be on, and your roof light is on when it should be off, and you get a $500 fine. You know, I had a gentleman in my office, speaking of fines, he says, Mr. Pollack, you have to explain something to me. If by accident I give somebody back $2 less, and they claim I overcharge them by $2, I get a $550 fine. Uber can charge three times their fare, many times without telling the people, and that's legal. How does that happen? And that's a great question. That's the basis of one of the problems that judges are going to have to face in a federal lawsuit that was filed by lenders like Melrose Credit Union, also Lompto Credit Union, Progressive Credit Union, along with the New York City Owner Medallion Driver Association, which represents over 900 medallion owners, owner drivers, and other individuals. You have situations now where people who are ready to retire, they count on the income every month from leasing their medallion, folks. And what's happening now is a lot of yellow cabs have to become wheelchair accessible. A lot of drivers don't like driving those cars. They want to drive a hybrid. So they say, you know what, I'm going to leave. I'm not going to drive a yellow, you know, until you have a hybrid for me. I'm going to go to an app where I can get a hybrid. So here are these yellow cabs sitting, and therefore, the guy who takes the medallion, the leasing agent, says, I can't lease your medallion anymore, and puts it in storage at the Taxi and Limousine Commission. The vehicle is off the road. It's not servicing the public like it's supposed to, because there's no driver for it. One guy I know is 93 years old. He's too old to drive it, so he can't lease it. He can't drive it, and because of the current situation, he can't even sell it. What's he supposed to do? What is he supposed to do? Play Chinese checkers with it? And with all that, Salah, I forgot your question.
No, you answered them all. That's great.
Oh.
You read my mind.
Okay, when we come back, we'll take... Thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. When we come back... we'll take more of your calls. I have a lot more news to read to you. I'll read some of your emails that are coming in. This is the Taxi Dave Show. I am Taxi Dave. And yes, President Obama was on the Taxi Dave Show today. Stay tuned for more.
The relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
The This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if it gets a little uncomfortable. But how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is more important than your life? Someone who takes their eyes off the road while speeding along in a 3-ton hunk of steel. Freaky, right? Well, why not just ask them to stop? Or better yet, volunteer to text for them. It might be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
From where you are, can you see Grand Central Parkway? You can. Then you're lost.
I got the paranoia blues.
We are broadcasting live from the Capitol. Yes, the Capitol in Washington, D.C. It's all lit up this evening. We have an Indian on the roof. And President Obama was on our show today. We're very presidential today, very politically oriented today. And in honor of that, we're going to speak about New York. Anybody been on the FDR Drive lately? The Franklin Delano Roosevelt Drive, for many years, I mean, let's face it, you know which lane to stay out of on which street, you know where the potholes are, you know where the bumps are, where the drains are, you know, it's you're from left to right, you have to slow down, your front end ends up cracking, you know, there's 150,000 travelers who take the FDR Drive each day. 150,000 travelers on the FDR Drive. Well, good news this week, very good news. Instead of potholes and slowdowns and backups, Mayor de Blasio actually held a press conference on the FDR Drive. It cost $8.5 million, and they revamped, they resurfaced the entire FDR Drive from 125th Street to the Brooklyn Bridge. The last time that was done end-to-end was in 1966. 1966, 50 years ago, was the last time it was done. So let me tell you, I know Bloomberg used to take the subway. You know, he'd have his guys drive him from Gracie Mansion to Lexington Avenue to take the subway. But I kind of like the fact that Mayor de Blasio would drive down the FDR Drive because he got so fed up with the potholes, he had the New York City Department of Transportation resurface the whole thing. So thank you. And for you outsiders in the outer boroughs, New York City plans to resurface major routes in each of the boroughs over the next several years. Okay? Here's an email from Mahabub. Hi, Dave. How are you? Oh, I'm fine, but that's not the email. At the Met Museum, there's a taxi stand, and one guy acts like the dispatcher, putting people into cabs and then asking for a $2 tip from every passenger. Some people think it's a fee to get in the taxi from the Met. Some people don't take the taxis around him because he's so mean and nasty to people who don't tip him. And if you don't tip him, he doesn't even close the door to the taxi. And sometimes I've heard him curse the passengers. Thank you. So I guess that's something that needs to get out there. If you're listening, NYPD or TLC in New York City, the Met Museum. Come on, give the yellow cab drivers a break. Give the tourists a break. We only have 60 million of them here every year. And the Met is one of the tourist hotspots. We don't need strangers cursing at our tourists and ripping them off as well. Don't you agree? I do. Bob, on Long Island, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
How you doing, Dave?
Yes, sir.
All right. Couple of historical things. One, the PA was supposed to build railroad tunnels. None have been built. Two, they had a thing in today's paper. They're going to spend something like $500 million on New Jersey roads. From the Port Authority, not even connected with the roadways. That was in today's Post.
Well, maybe they're doing that because they want to connect from the Holland Tunnel to Newark Airport?
Maybe, but I would like to see a plan put out so people know what's going on. That's the whole thing with Christine Cuomo again.
Yeah, well, there's nothing like transparency. If you want transparency, don't vote for Christine Cuomo.
Yeah. Any more, it'd start looking like cellophane. And, yes, before I lose my train of thought. Okay, they also have a thing out here in Long Island. One of our branch, one of our major branches, which is actually very underutilized, is Oyster Bay, which I live on. And there's a thing in today's news today saying, why don't they put more service on the line? Well, one thing I know is that we have a lot of PA, MTA board members who live up here. And I'd like to know is why aren't they doing it? But that's a logical question.
Well,
it's like the MTA. They take money from people and don't deliver services either.
Well, the MTA, a lot of people call them the money-taking agency. They believe that's what it stands for.
I have an MGO, money-grubbing organization.
There you go. So the MTA is an MGO. Got it.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to the Taxi Dave Show. Appreciate it.
Thank you much.
All right. So once again, we're back to Move New York, tolling free bridges. You know, do you think the bridges that are free should be tolled? The tolls went up today on the Port Authority bridges and tunnels. $15 today to go over the George Washington Bridge. At least you know the FDR Drive is safe now and nice and smooth. It's about time. But here's one for you, folks, on a different note. How many hit and runs do you think there were in New York City this past year? Okay. All right. You know what? Let me not say this past year. So far this year, in 2015, through November, how many hit and runs? That also includes property damage. Where someone, you know, runs over your property or hits your property and runs away without reporting it. So how many would you think there were? 500? 1,000? 10,000? Well, the truth is, you ready for this? I hope you're sitting down, folks. There have been 38,000 hit-and-run incidents in New York City so far this year, and that was testified by the NYPD at the City Council this past week. 34,000, the overwhelming majority, are property damage. 4,000 involved leaving the scene after injuring a person. Now, Councilman Jimmy Van Brema, who's been on the show also, and he'll be coming back, by the way, gave this statement. I think that we all agree that perhaps this is the most heinous of acts to actually strike another human and then to leave that human being to die in the street when you could stop the car and call 911 and possibly save a life. So, the number of people injured in hit and runs this year is about the same as the number of people injured in hit and runs last year. And these numbers that I just threw at you, they came out because there was a city council hearing on several bills pertaining to street safety in New York City. There you go, folks. Here's stats you're not going to hear anywhere else. 38,000 hit-and-run incidents in New York City so far this year. Charbel, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, thank you.
You're welcome. The 38,000 people got hit by hit-and-run drivers, I do blame the police department and the, especially the Department of Transportation, because they don't enforce the jaywalking rules and regulations. Now, we drive, I drive the whole day, and sometimes I stay a little bit late in the evening to make, barely I make my money, which is I'm in the hole. Anyway, long story short, especially when it's raining, David, we do have a hard time to see the people are jaywalking. First of all, poor visibility, and you see them crossing in front of you. They are crossing. They don't look. I have lights. They can see me, but they don't have lights. I can't see them. That's number one.
You can't see
number
them.
Two.
How many have you hit and not reported?
Thank God, none.
How many have you hit and reported? Okay,
another thing.
You're going to take the fifth. Go ahead.
Another thing, was an article in the TLC magazine. It's similar to Taxi Insider magazine. And they were saying Uber is willing to spend millions of dollars to investigate any politicians, any news reporter, media, if they say anything bad about Uber. If something's up.
This goes back to an old story that was printed about a year ago. Journalists who wrote ill about that app, about Uber, and had an Uber account, they were tracking. Now, wouldn't it be interesting if you're, let's say, a married man or a married woman, and before you go home every Thursday night, you visit a gentleman's club or a ladies' club consistently, every week, same club, same time. And then, miraculously, for some reason, your spouse found out about it. Or it was published somewhere, or your boss found out about it. I am not saying this happened, folks. I'm just giving you a for instance. Or maybe, you know, you were meeting with politicians. And a well-known address of certain campaign headquarters is part of your job, which may be misconstrued if that information got out. I mean, there are so many possibilities. So I don't want anyone tracking me. I do not have an Uber account because I'll tell you, I'd be the first one that they would broadcast with, oh, you know, Dave Pollack went to the hospital. You know, he must have murdered somebody. I mean, who knows? Who knows what would get out there? I don't want people tracking me. That's for sure. We have something in this country. You know, we a lot of people fly. Do you want to be tracked? Well, if you're a terrorist, you should be tracked, you know. But if you're a hardworking American, you're a patriot, and you believe in you know, justice and the right thing, why would that even come up? Why would a company do that? It sounds like blackmail to me, Charbel. You know, if you write bad about us, we're gonna tell people where you've been and what you're doing. You know, it's nobody's business where you go and what you do. Nobody's but your own. You're responsible, and your consequences are based on your choices. I don't need help in other people telling the world where we go, especially after 5 o'clock or on weekends. Is it anybody's business that I'm in Washington, D.C. now? I didn't have to say that. I'm at the Capitol. Yeah, I'm at the Capitol. Okay? We broadcast from Las Vegas. You know, I can just tell you I'm in my underwear in my bedroom. What difference would that make? You wouldn't know. But I am in the Capitol. Not in my underwear. Anyway, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. I appreciate it. Okay, let's see. Are we going to do emails next? Noah, what do you think? Okay, we're going to take a break now. Let me calm down a little bit. Happy Hanukkah to all our Jewish listeners. We've had President Obama on the show at the beginning of the Taxi Dave Show. Just ask any of our listeners. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I'm Taxi Dave. We're here every Sunday night, with or without the presidents. Only when the Mets are in the World Series are we not here. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number 3 or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel. and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds? At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
It's Sunday night. It's 8:50 already. And this is the Taxi Dave Show. We have President Obama on. You know, it is holiday season, folks. So, first of all, listen very carefully. Don't drink and drive. And if you are drinking, make sure you take a yellow cab, okay, to get home or get wherever you're going. I just want to congratulate Renee Comac on her retirement. She had a beautiful retirement party at the old Delwood Country Club, which is now the Paramount Country Club. My first time there, and that was a wonderful time, so congratulations. And also, taxi driver John McDonough. He's been on the radio show. I've been on his radio show. Wednesday, December 16th, he's going to be at the Cell Theater for a one-man play. That's Wednesday, December 16th on West 23rd Street, the Cell Theater, John McDonough. Look for his one-man show. Move New York. Some people are against it. Some people are for it. It is Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. The president was on earlier. You know, hit and runs. 38,000 incidents. 38,000 incidents last year. It's just amazing, all this stuff. We're broadcasting live in the Capitol in Washington, D.C. Gloria, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hi, Dave. Good evening. How are you doing? Today I'm sitting in the hospital with my husband. I just took a little time to come outside. And the only thing I'm very concerned about his health, and I just want to put it out there because I know everybody listens to your radio show, that right now the only thing I'm thinking is, Bloomberg, you did not destroy Friedman. You destroyed every hard-working man that owns a medallion. Friedman could go on. You destroy the little guy.
What makes you say that, Gloria?
Because right now, we have to find a driver. I can't deal with that. I have to deal with my husband's health. I can't be worried about drivers. I wanted to give the medallion to a broker and just send me my money, and that's it.
So
I can't worry about... Excuse me?
You're part of the problem that I was speaking of before. I mean, there's a gentleman who's 93, and then I think the gentleman in the lawsuit is over 80, where they can't drive, they can't lease anymore because the vehicles are turning too accessible and the drivers don't want them, and because of the market right now, they really can't sell. And if your husband wanted to retire right now or wanted to lease the medallion, it sounds like he's ill, and, you know, I'm very sorry, and I hope he recovers soon from his illness.
Thank you.
But
it's like I want to put it out there. It's not the big guys that this system destroyed. It's the little people. It's the little people.
You hear that,
it's
folks?
People, real people like me, suffering. My husband is in the hospital. How are we going to pay our bills? How are we going to move on?
How many medallions does your husband own?
One.
Did he lease the medallion before?
No. He worked that medallion for 33 years. And that's why he's in a hospital bed, because from sitting so many years, he destroyed his system. And people don't want to realize how real this issue is. Now, you tell me Bloomberg said to Friedman, I'm going to destroy the industry. No, Bloomberg should have said, I am going to destroy every hard-working man out there that worked very hard to have something. That's what he should have said. Not that he was going to destroy Friedman. Friedman will manage his way. Yeah, he's in bankruptcy. At the end of the day, he'll come out with money.
Just to let you know, folks, I want our listeners to know that at one point, a medallion was worth $1 million. Yeah, $1 million. It certainly was worth $600,000 or $700,000 a few years ago. And people who've worked for 30 years, 35 years, like Gloria's husband, you know, they've dedicated their lives. If you're in a corporate job and you work for 35 years, do you get something at the end of the time you work? Maybe a package, maybe a retirement, maybe a 401k, maybe, you know, I mean, you get something, a pension. There's no pension for cab drivers. The pension is, I own a medallion, I'm going to work hard, I'll sell it when I'm ready to retire, and that's my pension, my medallion. And contrary to belief, folks, the overwhelming majority of medallion owners own one medallion, like Gloria's husband. Just one. Okay? And when people buy them, they are buying a loan to pay off. That's what they're buying. They're buying days and nights and weekends of keeping their butt in a seat and servicing the public. That's what they're buying. There's no golden parachute here. This is hard work, and you make the best out of it. And how do you get thanked? You get thanked by people doing the same thing yellow cabs are doing without buying a medallion, without any repercussions. It's absurd. It's unjust. It's unfair. It's un-American. And somebody needs to do something. And that's why there's a lawsuit against the city of New York. Somebody needs to do something to protect the people like Gloria's husband.
Who's protecting me now? Who's going to protect my bills? Who's going to protect my home that we worked so hard for? It wasn't given to us. We worked hard. And it breaks my heart to see this man just thinking, what am I going to do if I can't work anymore? Who's going to release the medallion? Driver can I get? It's ridiculous. He, at this point in his life, he does not deserve to be put through this. He does not deserve. And I want Bloomberg to listen to this. My husband does not deserve that. Just because you wanted to destroy one person, you have destroyed all the middle class.
And what Gloria means is she made reference to Friedman. For those of you who don't know, Friedman doesn't own one medallion. He's the largest medallion owner, supposedly, in New York City. Okay? Gloria, listen, most importantly, I hope your husband recovers soon. And I hope he's back at home with you as soon as possible. And with all that going on, you took the time to call into the Taxi Dave Show.
Because I'm ballistic.
All right, Gloria, listen, you called at the right time. Unfortunately, my time has run out tonight. We only have an hour show, and we had President Obama on at the beginning. Thank you for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Folks, it's a somber ending. I don't know how to follow that. I'm in the Capitol broadcasting, and let me just get a cab out of here. Hey, taxi! Take me back to New York City. Let me get out of here.